Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, and I'm so happy to welcome you to a fresh new episode of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. This is a time that's just for you, where you can rest and refresh your soul. So we all have an inner critic, but what makes it difficult is when we try to step out and do something new, something that is good for your soul, to spark joy, bring you rest, or restore your sanity by breaking out of your routine and investing in taking care of yourself. You know, that's when it seems like those critical voices and the negative self-talk gets louder, can also keep you from getting out of a rut. Or if you're feeling down, feeling anxious, the negative self-talk can increase.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
So we are going to talk about how we're going to interrupt that negative self-talk. And perhaps there's things in our past where someone has once said things to us that were hurtful, or we had circumstances that were just very painful or stressful, and we just don't want to repeat it. So we just kind of want to protect ourselves as a form of self-preservation and do nothing. We might think it's better to just kind of stay and just not rock the boat. And yet God sees you deeper. He sees into your need and your longing for joy and peace and rest. And those are things that God is continually going to draw you back out. What's wonderful about God is that he's very gentle. He's never forceful. So I'm going to ask you now, it's moving into autumn and I'm an autumn girl. I love it when things start to quiet down. The leaves start to turn colors. I know it's coming. And so I want to ask you, in this transition to this more quiet time, what is it that God has put on your heart? He's probably returning it back to you. An idea, something new he wants you to explore, or an area of taking better care of yourself that he wants you to invest or return to. What is that? Well, the negative self-talk, we can turn down the volume. We won't eliminate it, but we can turn down the volume and we can step over the negative self-talk. The philosopher and theologian Soren Kierkegaard, he said this wonderful quote. I love it. "And now with God's help, I shall become myself." Each of us, we are made in God's image, but you have a unique imprint that God wants to put wings to. He wants you to put feet to your ideas. He wants to do things that can really nurture you so that you can really spread your wings, just like that beautiful butterfly we talked about last time. I went to Washington State as one of our trips in this summer. One of the things we did in Washington State, which we don't get to do here in the Bay Area in California, is, drumroll, set off fireworks. My kids are teenagers, my boys, they've never set off fireworks before. So when we went up to Washington State, where Eric's folks are, we decided, let's just do the whole kit and caboodle. Let's try to sample as many fireworks as we can. And so we went inside the fireworks tent in Washington State. Oh my goodness, I never knew there's so many different kinds of fireworks. There were sparklers, Roman candles, fountains, and mortars. Now, I've done sparklers before, but this time, for some reason, there were mortars. And these are the rockets that when the fireworks shoot up, oh my gosh, the whole sky just lights up in beautiful. I see them as flowers blooming, and it's just so gorgeous. Well, the kids were setting them off and having so much fun, and I enjoyed sitting there outside. We're just right outside the grandparents' driveway. I couldn't believe it, to set off these fireworks, right? The kids have never done this before. And my kids said, "Mom, you go set some off. Try it. So fun." And I was so surprised. I'm going to share one of those videos of the first time I lit a mortar fireworks. So follow me on Instagram and Facebook at The Bonnie Gray. I want to share that moment with you. But I had no idea how much fun it was going to be because I was already fully enjoying watching the fireworks explode into multiple beautiful colors lighting up the sky. But there's something about just lighting the fuse and then screaming with delight and running away fast so that you can hear the pop and then see the fireworks go off. And I share this story because I think there's something to this. You know, we often participate in life by observing, but we don't get into it by taking action. And God just wants us to experience full joy. He doesn't want us to experience leftover joy. Obviously, it's wonderful to have joy in seeing other people in our lives that we love and seeing them happy and seeing them, you know, explore things. And especially with school, you know, we make sure our kids have all the school supplies. We want to encourage them to make friends, and we do our best to help them explore their interests. And yet we forget that God sees each of us as his child. We are God's beloved daughters. And it breaks God's heart when he sees that we just hold ourselves back. God wants to fill our backpacks with good things, you know, and see us go and learn. And we talked about that on the last episode, how much learning is a part of our mental health well-being. God created us with the minds that experiences joy and delight when we learn something new. And literally, in fact, our brains have neurons that fire off. And that's kind of one of the first things I want to share with you, that research shows, you know, those negative pathways we get, those negative self-talk and critical voices, you know, don't be so hard on yourself, because they're kind of automatically generated if we've had a really maybe painful season, or we've had very negative voices in our family of origin, or maybe during a very formative time. One woman that I was doing soul care mentoring with, you know, she talked about how in college she loved doing art, and yet something her professor said, oh my, it just imprinted upon her. And it was so significant because she cared so much about it and she was so vulnerable to share her art. So maybe for you, there's a period of time where you were very vulnerable, either as a young mom or early in your young adult years, or you had a wonderful, happy childhood, and perhaps through a relationship or a church serving ministry situation, someone said something, or someone let you down, or something happened that was just beyond anybody's control. And so that is just a natural protection that we tend to just protect ourselves and say, you know what, I'd rather just observe, or I'd rather just encourage others and be there to cheer them on. And yet God says, I am your loving shepherd, and I want to cheer you on. God wants you to experience that full joy. So what is it? What is that little gem of an idea? To turn down the critical voices, we need to make new pathways in our brain. We want to light up new neurons so that we can make new pathways. So one of the ways we can do this is by stepping out and being able to do new things and encourage each other and ourselves. I want to move into the soul care tip very quickly now, because it's really related to what I want to share with you today that's going to empower you to step over those critical voices. It's from Isaiah 62:4-5. It's inspired by this promise from God. This is God speaking. But you will be named my delight, for the Lord delights in you. You will be named my delight, for the Lord delights in you. I love that word named, you know, because we might have been labeled. We might have labeled ourselves, or circumstances have labeled us. And so we carry those negative labels. What I love about this verse is right before God names us delight, listen to this. God says, you will no longer be called forsaken, but you will be named my delight. What's interesting is that we don't have to push away these negative labels and hide them and be afraid of them. God himself names the negative false labels that cause us pain. He names them because he wants to say, I love you. I know these words that have wounded you, and I'm not afraid of what's been said about you. I'm not afraid of what you may even think about yourself, because it's not going to stop my love and purpose for you.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
So God names it. He says, you will no longer be called forsaken. So let me ask you this. What are the labels that have been put upon you? What are the labels that you've put upon yourself? It's okay. We all have them. We can talk about it. Because when we do, we release the shame. We say, yes, this was said, but the truth, God says, you are my delight. There's a wonderful movie called Chariots of Fire, and it's a very famous quote, often quoted, that the runner says, when I run, I feel God's pleasure. What is it? Let me ask you, friends, what is it that you love to do that gives you that feeling of God's pleasure? He created you that way. He loves delighting in seeing you delighted. Let me say that again. Jesus, imagine his smile, his face lighting up with delight as he sees you light up with delight. What is it that you love to do that makes your heart and your face light up with delight? That's so important. It's just a wonderful way to quiet those critical voices, because you see that Jesus is beside you and he wants you to reach out your hand or put feet to your faith and enjoy what gives you peace. Restore what gives you joy, especially if you're going through a hard time. It's doubly more important to do those things that can give you that lift and help your mood. And so the soul care tip is this. It's saying words of self-affirmation. Now, as followers of Jesus, these actually are God affirmations. When you say, I am beautiful, we're agreeing with what God says about us. That's actually my word, is beautiful or beauty. And that's a word that I just never identified with myself, because the way I grew up, it was just so much more important that I take care of others. It was so much more important that I'm in problem-solving mode. I'm a really strong thinker. And so as a result, beauty was just never really a word that was part of my vocabulary or something that I was really aware of. And yet, you know, part of the whole emotional healing and developing good mental health well-being, I feel like God's really placed that word on my heart. What is the word that God's put on your heart, that God wants to affirm in you? And it could be something that you're just exploring, because if you've never really given yourself permission, or nobody has given you the permission, just the whole area of peace and joy and stepping over critical voices, I mean, this is something new. So what is that self-affirmation? Whenever you hear a critical voice, just notice, what is the myth? What is the misbelief? What is the lie that's being said about me, the label? And what does God say is the truth about me? I always love to use my imagination to imagine what Jesus would say when I say those critical words about myself. Whether it's I'm lying on my bed, I'm walking, or I'm at the dishes at the sink doing dishes. You know, sometimes those thoughts just come out from left field. And I'll just be more aware of it and say, wait, if Jesus were standing next to me or sitting here right next to me, what would Jesus say in response to the way I'm talking about myself or to myself? I'm going to ask you, what is it that Jesus is saying in response to you as he wants to affirm you today? What are his words of affirmation for you? And I want to remind you that God, he's in the business of changing names that are from forsaken to delight. He changed Jacob's name to Israel, and Jacob means to trip up, and Israel's meaning is God endures. So perhaps we've tripped up a lot. It's okay. God says, I rename you to my love endures forever. Nothing's ever going to change God's love for you. The way he shaped you, molded you for beauty, for joy and peace, it's never going to change. No matter what anyone has said or has done, that is going to stay intact. He could change your name from Saul to Paul. Saul's name was demanded, and Paul means small. So perhaps you have felt you've always had to respond to people's demands, and yet God says, it's okay. You don't have to respond to those pressures. You can take joy in the small things in life. You have full permission to do the things that might appear small, but they're beautiful to me. I just went and got some tulips, and it was just a small little bouquet, and it was just perfect. I put it in a small little vase next to the kitchen sink, and what beauty it brought to me. That was beauty to me this week. And when I was shopping at Target, I was really surprised for some reason, as I was shopping for my kids, a thought came into my mind, which was, why don't you get some nail polish? Now, it just seems really like average and not real significant, right? But to me, it was, because I'm just not somebody that wears nail polish. And yet for some odd reason, the idea popped in my mind to get, you know, a cherry red or a pink nail polish. And I followed that inspiration. I said, okay, let's go pick some nail polish. And it's just such a fun thing to do and try. And even my boys noticed it, said, oh, Mom, you painted your nails? And I said, yeah. I just got this idea. I think God was wanting me to try it out because the word beauty has been put on my heart. So it wasn't a long, you know, lecture or conversation, but I think these are little seeds that I'm passing on to my children as they see how I kind of go with the sparks of ideas that God has. And I hope that through modeling that, they'll also move in those directions as well. So what is it that gives you joy and peace? What are those ideas? Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you name us your delight. Thank you, God, that we're no longer called forsaken, and we have your love that endures forever. Lord Jesus, help us to move out of our safety zone and hold on to you as our safety. Give us that boldness to step out in faith and just to do things. Even though there are critical voices, we want to just follow your voice because you are a loving shepherd. Help us this week and this very day, this very moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, make sure you tune in next time. We're going to be exploring how to overcome and handle interruptions, because that's the next thing that kind of gets into the obstacle, is the interruptions we find ourselves when we're trying to get into, you know, doing the things and following those inspiration. What do we do with interruptions? I want you to follow me on YouTube at The Bonnie Grace Subscribe, because that's something new I'm starting, and we can encourage each other. I want to hear your responses to our podcast today and just explore being able to hear all of you in community. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at The Bonnie Gray, or Facebook, wherever you are looking for more encouragement. I'm going to share more things this fall. with you. And finally, remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists. When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.